it is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
Bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Escape of Cthulhu presents Actum Cthulhu, Shadows of Atlantis by Lynn Hardy.
So, what happened on session?
We went to Egypt. No,
let me give you the notes.
The listeners can't read the notes, so that's not really fair.
That's true. Well, we could publish them. So what did we do? We arrived in Heliopolis. Outside of Cairo, we went to the British Museum of Antiquities and got... it's so hard to keep these games apart. And got stalled... They have the... Oh, yes, we left... Peebs isn't here yet. We left Peebs in the basement of the museum to figure out a way to, by himself, steal what we think is a 4-foot-tall statue, the black stone, while the rest of us took off and had tea with General So-and-so. And as we were leaving, the major... I guess he's a major... the major is a collector of ancient Egyptian artifacts, and as we're leaving his house, his gardener, who has a tattoo, tells us that if we come back later with some blue lotus, or the flowers of the blue lotus, that he will give us what we want. Or at least he will help us get what we want.
D.
Lulu. We know how that ended up last time somebody offered to help me.
Right.
Tried
this
to
guy
pull
has a
me
tattoo, so it was no. It wasn't a short. It was not a. A recent thing.
True. And we went to this guy. He didn't come to us. I mean, we didn't go to the gardener, but we went to the major.
Right. Right.
In the case back in
the major,
I don't remember if it was Austria, the guy approached me in the hotel.
Yeah, that was suspicious.
Is he the mayor of the British Army in Egypt, or
retired?
Yes, and that's why Ferret has been doing well with him. He sort of buttered him up a little bit, and then plus he's a nice guy.
Okay.
Probably a cultist.
Yeah, although he didn't really seem too interested in... Well, I asked him about, do you have any papers or any interesting... he seemed more interested in, like, big physical objects or delicate physical objects that you could display than
right.
The information that they contained.
On the other hand, though, his collection is definitely focused around that one... Pharaoh. So
okay.
It's not like he's just looking aesthetically. He does have some historical context. And he said that he would help us with the museum director in terms of getting getting to see the Black Stone. And that he wants the Black Stone for himself now, which would be fine. Oh, no, he's interested in the rubbing of the Black Stone, which, of course, we have.
We actually have, yeah. The other two interesting things, one, in his courtyard of his house, there is a very strange well covered by a big metal disc.
Yeah, red herring. Maybe not, I don't know.
And what was the other thing?
Other than the gardener and the Akhenaten collection, the fact that he's filthy rich.
Yeah, I thought he told us something about the location that his house was built on.
No, I think it was just that the well predates the house.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
And something about a red tower and a shunned mosque. I don't remember.
That's a little ways to the north, I think.
Yeah.
Is that a different game that you're talking about?
Yeah, with stuff in the basement of the museum.
That's yesterday's Orient Express.
Gotcha. Don't confuse me, Edwin.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess in Peebs's temporary absence, we have to leave him there a little while longer while we go lotus hunting. And we were told that there are a lot of flower vendors in this town also.
Oh, and there was a garden, right? By the
museum.
Museum, or the embassy or something, yeah.
By the museum we have here. Yeah. Yep. Garden of lotus flowers outside the museum.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it is better to first try to buy them instead of stealing from the museum.
Yeah, the only thing I was thinking about going to the museum is if this was a subtle way of getting us to find some sort of other information which might be hidden in the flower garden of the museum. But he didn't mention the flower garden. He just said flowers of the blue lotus. So I think we should start with the flower vendors and ask them if they have blue lotus. And if they don't, we can ask them where they might be found, where one could get them.
And I think a couple of us did like natural world, natural history checks. You might be able to do that as well.
Oh yeah, chance. See what you know about the blue lotus. I guess we pick you up as we leave the major's house. You were outside smoking, staring at a girl on the street.
What do I need to know about the Blue Lotus?
Anything. Anything you can know about the Blue Lotus would be good.
So,
other than the color.
Let me roll for that. See if our master is going to be kind and provide some...
Well, you never know. Knowing the color might be useful, too. You know, it could be one of those... Yeah,
it's not actually blue.
The Blue Lotus is white. It's just called blue because of... Who knows?
It makes you blue when you breathe it in and die.
Exactly.
Have you read this story about...
I don't know anything.
Huh.
Okay.
They think the ancients didn't know about the color blue.
Yeah, they didn't have word for the color blue.
Yep.
Kind of cool. All right. Well, let's look for a flower vendor.
Okay. So, you know, it's been a long day for you guys. So it is, you know, definitely getting on towards the evening. It's probably when you head to the bazaar area, to one of the bazaar areas, and there's still plenty of people kind of wandering around. And you can find, there are certainly more than one shop selling selling plants and selling, you know, some that are clearly specializing in selling flowers.
All right, I will go in one.
Yes, yes, can I help you?
Yes, this, and I sort of point outside and I say, I would like to buy her some, I've heard this of a very romantic flower that I would like to buy for the lovely lady outside.
Yes, yes, roses, red roses, very romantic.
A blue lotus, it matches her eyes. Is that something you sell?
He stops, and he turns, and he looks at you, and he looks out at Dr. Skelvik standing there with Agent Chance.
Uh-huh.
And he looks back at you, and he raises an eyebrow. This is interesting kind of romance you speak.
Yes, yes.
Romance. Who sent you? Are you sure you know what you are doing?
Perhaps I
should ask the lady. Does the lady know what you are doing?
The lady. The lady, for her, it will be a surprise.
Well, that much is certain, yes. This is certain.
I just realized the blue lotus is poisonous. I'm enjoying that, but... yes, it will be a surprise.
It will be much surprise, yes. Yes, I have some... I have some blue lotus here in the back. It will be... £2 each. You would like a dozen, yes?
Half a dozen, please, yes.
That will be £12. Thank you.
Very well.
Good day.
So, are they blue? Do they look like lotuses?
They look like lotuses. They are so blue they are almost purple.
Okay, okay.
They're a very deep, rich blue.
I will go outside and hand them to Dr. Skelvig and say, "Don't breathe deeply. I'm a little worried about these."
And you know, when he got them, right, they're not just like sitting out. You know, he had to go into a back room and you heard stuff moving around, and then he came back out with them. They look a little desiccated.
Are they wrapped up when he hands them to me? I mean, could somebody walking by see them?
Oh yeah, no, they're not wrapped up.
Is half a pound a piece? Are these really expensive?
That's really expensive.
That was a lot of money, right?
That was a lot of money, yes.
Okay. You just paid like $200 for.
Excellent. Okay.
I shove them in my bag. I shove them in my handbag.
Okay.
I turn away from the flower stall as I do this.
Good. Because you're a secret agent. You're well trained.
But I don't, touch them very much. As little as possible.
These are the most expensive flowers I've ever bought. I hope the gardener is good for something. Now, do we think it's worth looking elsewhere to see if this is really the right thing? Maybe we should go to the museum garden and at least look at them and see.
It might be worth doing a little research on this flower, the history of this flower or something.
Or at least, if there's a labeled, I don't know if the garden was labeled or if it's just a garden. We're supposed to come back after dark, so we probably have an hour or two.
Maybe we'll run into Peebs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he might be free soon. I look forward to seeing him walking down the street with that big stone on his shoulder.
Agent Chance, what have you been doing?
I'm just following your lead.
Hello.
There you go.
Yo.
As if by chance. Oh, that's...
Ha.
As if
God.
By Phoebe.
Oh, God.
Ha. 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 So how about we take that opportunity to cut back to Mr. Peeps, who is still
who's hiding, cramping
up a little bit, crouched down in the in a museum storeroom.
Mm-hmm. Not getting cakes and coffee.
Nope.
Or flowers.
Or what? Who is making time with my gal?
Who do you think?
It remains to be seen, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I'm waiting. I'll look at my watch. What time is it?
It's after 6 p.m.
Okay. I guess I'll go listen at the door again and see if it sounds all clear.
You may make a listen roll.
Uh-oh. Whew! Hot three!
It does critical. It does sound all clear.
All right. I will peek out.
You see an empty hallway.
I will go back down to the room that holds the stuff.
Easy enough.
That we were looking for. Is it locked?
Of course it is.
All right, locksmithing it up.
Must have been a bad Must have been a bad locksmith roll.
Bad roll, yeah. Didn't he have something? I thought there was something he did that was going to help him with this. I don't know. It was just that it's a very old lock.
Yep.
Storage basement. Storage room has a very old lock.
Was.
I believe I was.
62.
I believe I was giving him a bonus die.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, it was a 62 or a 64. Which is
no, it couldn't
not
be.
Good enough.
Can't be.
No, it can't.
How does that
bonus die is the 10th place?
Yeah, I know. I rolled 260s.
Well, how'd you get a 2 and a 4 in there?
Oh, well, then it would be a 62 and a 62.
Okay.
Is that a pass? Is the important thing?
No.
Okay.
Missed by 20.
it is, you know, it has gotten dark. It's not particularly well lit down here.
You know, you so could push it.
The little windows at the end of the hallway are not admitting as much light. It's kind of hard to see what you're doing.
Actually, maybe you can't.
It's in 7th edition.
Right.
Can I force it?
Sure. What's your strength?
13.
Make a roll.
77. This is the strongest old shitty locked door ever.
Well, it's not that
made by the Templars.
It's not that the door is particularly strong. You know, you've been crouching in that storeroom for quite a while. Your legs are cramped up. Your arms are, you know, your arms are a little bit cramped. You're just kind of generally tired and not really feeling yourself, having, you know, not moved for the past however many hours. You know, you just know you're not getting your.
Okay, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go into that same room that I was in, yep. And I'm gonna search around for a crowbar, like a crate opening type crowbar.
Luck roll.
Can I make a scrounge roll instead?
Yes, you may. Excellent use of the scrounge skill, sir.
All right, 22 is a hard success.
All right. So you don't find a crowbar, but you do find, you know, a kind of a piece of a metal shelf that hasn't been. And to answer your question, Matt, scrounge is its own skill. It's a Actum Cthulhu skill.
Okay.
Kind of a, you know, allows you to find what you need, kind of thing.
Yep.
You know, so you find a piece of a metal shelf. That, you know, either came off or
geez, man.
Wasn't assembled or yet or something like that.
Okay, so I missed like the last 30 seconds. I had a work call that interrupts my Skype every time they call me. I found a something.
You found a piece of a metal shelf that you think will work to pry the door open.
Okay, then let's try this again. Third try is a charm.
Yep, and using your pry bar, you're able to pop the door open.
Yes.
Make a luck roll, please.
Oh, God. Oh, I make it with a 25, which is almost a hard.
Okay, thank you. So, you're in?
I will keep my handy-dandy MacGyver crowbar with me.
Of course you will.
And, going for the crate.
Okay. You know where it is. There it is.
All right, I'm going to pop it open.
You do so. And inside is a large black stone, strangely enough.
How large?
Just a moment. It's about 4 feet tall.
Oh, shit. Okay. And only like 2 or 3 inches wide, right? Perfect.
No.
Oh, nice. It's in color and everything.
It's only about 2 or 3 inches thick.
Oh. It's like a
so it's
stone.
Kind of like a stone slab.
Yes. It's exactly what it is.
Okay. And is there any furniture or moving dollies in here?
No, there are not.
Somewhere in the basement there must be a thingy. A dolly of some sort.
Yeah.
It's been sitting there for like 50 years, right?
Okay. I'm going to...
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to try and... So there's no dolly or any kind of thing with wheels in either this room or the room I was in.
That is correct.
Okay, looks like I'm going to have to try and pop another door to see if I can find a dolly.
Okay.
Wait. Biggest question here. Is there anything I can do with a dolly other than get it to the stairs?
Like what?
Well, is there any way for me to bring it up to the next level since this is basement?
Outside, up an elevator.
Or outside?
Well, yeah, you could take it up the stairs and out the door into the museum and then out the front door.
Okay. So if it was on a dolly, it's not too heavy where I can't pull it up the stairs.
It would be a challenge. But perhaps not impossible.
Is there any phones down in the basement?
You know that there were some offices down here, so.
Okay, I'm going to pop into one of the offices.
Okay.
First, listening at the door to see if there's anyone in there.
You're able to find an empty office.
Okay, I'm going to call the hotel.
Okay.
Where we're staying at.
Yeah.
And try each of the rooms for my compatriots.
I'm sorry, sir. They are not answering. I do not believe they are in right now. We have not seen them return yet.
And I look at my watch. Okay. Thank you. Click.
That was a nice try, though. I like that.
Always thinking that, Peebs.
Yeah. Might get himself a promotion one of these days.
I guess I'm going to try and... sneak up to the top. Oh, wait a sec. I have a question for this picture that you're showing me of this black stone. That looks like a window.
I posted that.
Oh.
The keeper didn't.
Oh, that color, the color image?
No, yeah. I put that up there.
No, the one in the notes.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking in Skype.
Oh no. The one in the notes. It looks like there's a window there. Is that one of those
I think
street?
No, I think you can interpret that as a artistic rendering. You know, the artist's impression. And
oh, okay. So no window for me.
It's a fluorescent light.
Well, I was thinking it was one of those... it's basically like blocks of glass that are set into the sidewalk so that it lets light in while not being able to open.
Which would help you how?
Wouldn't help me immediately. Man. All right. I guess I'm going to have to check another one of these offices to see if there's any dolly down here.
You can make another luck roll and then make an idea roll.
Luck is a fail by 7.
You bust open another room and still continue to fail to find a dolly.
Idea is a success.
So a couple things occur to you. The first is, you know, clearly this is a big object, and it's been there for a long time, and you know, you guys just came around asking for it, and you have now broken how many doors down here? So
4?
Clearly, the next time somebody comes down here, they're going to know something is up. You also, as you bust open the last one, look for, damn it, why isn't there a dolly here? And then you think and you realize that you're in Egypt.
Oh, they just hire a bunch of people for cheap.
Yes.
Where's the Home Depot?
So it occurs to you that there probably isn't going to be any. They just hire people to, you know, hire big gangs of people to come in and move stuff around when need be. And it also occurs to you that it's possible to get the stone out of the museum without taking it out of the museum.
A riddle.
A rubbing.
Well, and I was thinking somewhat along those lines about finding another crate, an unmarked crate or whatever marked crate, and putting that stone in that crate, resealing this crate.
Because that's so much easier than just taking a rubbing of it. Yes, I agree.
Peeps has never done a rubbing before. He doesn't know what that is. But
he did,
it's a good
he
idea.
Did as a young boy, he didn't do rubbings of the gravestones in his hometown cemetery.
Well, and he might have seen the one that we have of the other black stone.
He 100% would have seen
right.
That. Would have seen
right.
The
okay. House. Then I'll take a rubbing. If I'm sure there's materials in that desk
having,
of the office I broke into.
Having broken into a few offices and storerooms, yes, you're able to find some sheets of paper, some sticks of charcoal, and boom, take a very nice rubbing. Nice and crisp and clear and all sorts of pretty.
Perfect. Now, to make it look like someone broke in and, like, ruffled through some papers in the office. And it doesn't seem like it would be easy for me to reseal this crate with the stone back in the way it was, or would it be doable?
Given that you broke it open with an improvised crowbar? No.
Okay. Then I'm going to break open with that improvised crowbar. I'm going to open up, like, I don't know, 5 to 10 other crates in this room.
Compound the crime. Always a good idea.
They didn't know what they were looking for.
You are able to do so, yes.
Okay. And then I'll leave all of the side doors that I had broken into. I'll just leave those open. And shuffle some papers on the desk. Open the drawers. And then I'm going to try and sneak out of here.
Give me a sneak roll just for fun.
Well, of course, a 98.
Ooh.
You make it out of the basement and kind of up and out into the museum area, but then as you're headed towards the doors, there's an old man, you know, kind of sweeping the floor. Sir, museum closed. You no be here. You no be here. He points vigorously towards the front door.
Okay, I turn around quickly so as he does not see my face any longer than he has to, and I will head towards the door and get on out of there.
And he kind of chases after you, with the, you know, hitting you with the broom a little bit. You go, you no be here. And you leave into a beautiful Cairo evening, where we will cut back to the others.
The flowers smell really nice.
Yes. Is it after dark? Or do we want to do some...
Let's call it twilight.
Twilight? So, I mean, maybe we just have a drink and then go back to the major's house.
Yep.
I don't know that we can really get any information easily at this time of evening. How far are we from the museum?
Yeah, 10,
major...
15 minutes
walk. 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's walk to the museum. Let's go look at the garden.
Okay. As you arrive at the museum, you see Peebs exiting the museum, being chased out by an old man with a broom.
Aha! Oh, we were close. I thought we'd run into him, but he doesn't have the rock on his shoulder. Peebs!
And he'll kind of look left, look right, oh, and head on over to you guys and... Oh my
How'd it
God.
Go?
How'd it go?
Yeah.
I'll show you how it went. But not cool. Right here.
Oh. Well, we're gonna go check out the flower garden here. We have a date with a gardener in a
little
bit.
I've gotta go. I can't be here anymore.
Oh.
That cleaner guy sees me again. I have a feeling when he goes to clean the basement. He's, a lot more people will be here shortly after.
I see. Well, we should meet you back at the hotel then in about, 20 minutes, half an hour?
Sounds good. I'll see you guys there.
The flower garden outside the museum is, like, right in front of the doors. You guys are, like, standing right next to it.
That's cool.
And yes, it's basically just like a large planter. With a number of very lovely blue lotus flowers in it. They look very similar to the ones that you have, only they're much, you know, they're much brighter, intense color. You know, they're like, you know, alive.
Right.
I look around. Is there anyone? Is the guy with the broom still there? Or is there anyone else lingering?
No, he closed the guy with the broom closed the door behind Peebs and has gone back into the museum. As far
Maybe
as
we should.
other people lingering, you are welcome to make a spot hit and roll.
I shall do so.
All of us. Is there a sign?
I don't see even the most obvious people.
You are taken by the lovely flowers.
I got an odd 7. For me spots.
Well, Peebs is very nervous, far more nervous than the rest of you. And yes, he does. Peebs, you notice that there are two Egyptian men in kind of heavy, desert cloaks, desert robes, and cloaks, kind of standing off along the wall of the museum, kind of down by the corner of the building, and they're kind of standing there, kind of half in the shadows, and they're very clearly watching you.
Okay, so since there's nobody here, I'm just going to take some of these flowers.
I grab her hand. Hey, so don't look, and I'll kind of like slightly nod my head in the direction that the guys are, but not look at them, and say, don't look, there's guys watching us down there.
All right. I didn't see them at all.
Actually watching us pretty intently, so... Maybe we should skedaddle.
Yeah.
Is there a sign or anything, or a statue or anything in the flower pot or near the flower pot?
Nope.
Okay.
That museum director,
has done something. People? Do we spot him now that, Peeps told us about him?
Oh, yeah. Once Peeps kind of points him out, they're obvious.
Are those the ones that attack us back in... In Rome?
No, those were Germans. These guys are very obviously Egyptian.
Okay.
Most certainly not German.
Or some kind of North African, anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's go.
Yes, let's get out of here.
Now that we are full complement again.
I've had enough shadowy men hiding in shadows trying to get me lately.
Shadowing you?
That's right.
Don't say never just yet, Doc.
Why, whatever do you mean? I...
Wink.
Yes. I'm on to you, Peebs.
So where are you guys off to?
The hotel?
The hotel, I think. We'll get a little dinner. See if...
I may have been mistaken. Are we in a hotel, or are we at the Majors?
No,
or you
we're
were just
not
visiting
the major.
The major, right?
Visiting, correct. Yep.
So then
I would
hotel.
Like to let the. I would like to, as we're walking along, I would like to drop into a doorway or something and let the group pass me for a while and check fairly seriously to see if we're being followed, particularly by two men in robes or cloaks.
Okay.
Get Skelvig back to the hotel safely. I'm going to look and see if anyone's behind us.
Okay.
So you kind of duck into an alleyway kind of thing?
Yeah.
Give me some appropriate roll for sneakiness.
Okay. I would fail my sneak roll.
Okay.
So that happens.
You duck into an alleyway.
Yep.
And you wait.
And then I'll go about halfway up the alley, turn around, and watch the end of the alley.
And just a moment later, you see two North African-looking men dressed in heavy robes walk by.
Okay. Do I see them look up the alley towards me?
You see them not look up the alley towards you.
Okay. I will run down the alley the other way, and using my amazing constitution, I will jog around and meet my group. I'll cut them off a block or two ahead so that they'll catch up to me in a block or two.
Okay, give me a con roll.
We know he's good at running and catching up.
Yep, that's by 4 or 5, somewhere in there.
Okay.
By 4.
And give me a luck roll.
Nope.
Okay. You take off, you go up, you know, so you kind of got to go to the end of this alley and then around a corner and then right down to the, you know, down to the end of the street and then around another corner and down to the end of that street, and, you know, it was kind of where you would catch up with them. As you come out of the alley and you turn, you hear footsteps behind you.
All right, I will turn.
You turn and you see two North African looking men in heavy robes running towards you.
So, okay, so now are they coming as if they had followed me the whole way?
No, they are coming.
If they were coming.
They are coming.
The street to...
Yes, they're coming as if they are coming down the street.
They're where I expected my party to be coming from. All right, I will start running and I will try to lose them.
It's a chase! Awesome! Just what we wanted.
I don't think we've ever had a chase where we were in the lead.
It's a chase and we have lost Max. That's okay. He's not in.
He hates chases.
Yeah, apparently. Okay, give me... what's your speed, by the way?
My speed. Good question.
Probably don't know that.
I don't have my speed. It's not a stat that exists on my sheet of paper. Dex, I can give you.
Dex space.
Okay, give me your dex. Let's go that way.
12.
Okay. Just a second. There we are. There we are. Okay, and that's that. Okay, give me a con roll.
70 is con by 5. Yeah, con by 5.
Okay. You know, so you make it a block, and you can, you know, you kind of, you know, glance over your shoulder, and you can see that one of the two men is very easily catching up to you, you know, not catching up to you, sorry, keeping up with you.
Yeah. Okay.
He's not gaining ground, but he's not losing ground either. But the other one looks winded. He's already kind of starting to huff and puff, and he's definitely fallen behind.
Okay. So when I came out at the corner, did it look like the Egyptians were running to try to catch up to the rest of my group?
No.
Essentially, no. They were just running...
To you.
To me, because they saw me. So I popped out, they suddenly saw me, and they came running after me.
Applying your great tactical knowledge... You believe that the mistake you made was in assuming there were only two of them.
Awesome. Okay.
So you believe that there was a group of two that you saw at the museum, and that you saw past the alley that you ducked in. Mm-hmm. But then another group of two behind them who saw you duck into the alley, and cut around the block to catch you on the other end of the alley.
Cool. Okay. All right, well, I'm sure I can lose them. I will keep running, and I will do lots of zigs and zags as I do that.
Just kind of randomly running through the streets? You're not trying to get back 17. To the riders, or...
I'm trying to lose them. That's my. I'm trying to lose them, okay. And I'm trying not to lead them back to the hotel.
Okay, give me another con roll.
That is con by 3.
You are definitely opening up some distance.
Okay.
Go, ferret!
And give me a... Nah, that's fine. Give me one more con roll.
52 con by... 4.
Nope, he's catching up to you.
Okay. Damn it, I thought I had him there, and I slowed down a little bit, and then he popped around the corner. What kind of neighborhood are we in?
residential mostly. It's kind of, you know, large old buildings, lots of little tiny alleyways, and you know, so a few just kind of major streets.
Are there any taxis?
Do you want there to be a taxi?
Mm-hmm.
Then there is.
Oh God.
Then what?
Yes, there is a taxi.
Okay, how far ahead am I of the guy right now, roughly?
Half a block.
I think you mean, are you getting into taxi and getting away? Far
I'm
enough?
I'm going to get in the taxi and say, can you take me to a good... Take me quickly, this man's chasing me.
Chasing you? Why this man chasing you?
I get out and run.
You Englishman, not good chasing. Come here, the taxi.
I don't even hear it. If he doesn't start and move, I'm out of there.
The taxi. You can hear the taxi driver getting out and yelling, "Stop! No chase, Englishman!"
Awesome.
Give me a. Just a second. Oh yeah. However, your dive into the taxi, the words, the climbing back out, have allowed the gentleman to catch up to you.
Sure. Just the one of them, though, right?
Yes, just the one of them.
Okay. Yep.
You're pretty sure you lost the other one, the way he was huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
He swings at you with a club, you know, just like a little hand club kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like it's about to connect with your head.
All right. Well, I will duck as he does. Actually, I will. I'll fight back. I'll just try to pop him one with my fist as he swings his club at me.
Go for it.
That is a success, but not a hard success.
Let's see. What did he get? He did get a hard success.
That's not very good.
Sorry. So, let's see, damage, but no damage. Okay, so you may have 4 points of damage as he cracks your skull with a little wooden club.
All right. Is the taxi driver doing anything?
The taxi driver is standing by his taxi yelling, What are you doing? Why are you attacking that? And then he kind of stops.
I will try to...
Realizes what's going on, gets in the taxi, and drives away.
All right, The MK-19 is a pistol. Is that true? I think I have a pistol. I'm going to punch him in the face.
MK-19 is a pistol. I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Okay.
Looks like it's a machine gun. That doesn't make any sense.
I could. It's well. Anyway, I unsuccessfully swing at him.
Okay.
And I start yelling, "Police! Police!"
Sorry, just a moment. Where am I? Here we are. The Egyptian man looks at you and says, Where is Journal? Give me Journal!
I don't know what you're talking about, and I hit him in the face.
You may attempt to.
Well, that is a success.
What kind of success?
What I would consider a normal success.
He tries to, you know, block and swing back at you, but does not do so well. You may provide some damage.
Awesome. 6 damage.
Oh, wow. You're one tough cookie.
I'm trying.
He looks quite staggered, but still on his feet. And he swings at you with the club.
Okay.
And you may respond in some way.
I will.
The club looks
fight
like
back.
Club look like it looks like it's going to hit you in the head again.
Okay. I get a 39 out of a normal success.
Unfortunately, so did he. So you may, but it's just a glancing blow this time. 1 point of damage for you.
All right. I say I don't know anything about a journal, and I punch him again.
Okay.
This is a hard success this time.
He will continue to fight back. So close. So close. Roll some damage.
4 damage.
He drops to one knee. He is bleeding profusely. Grabbing at his face. He's clearly very, very hurt.
I run.
Okay. Let's cut back to the others. What are you guys doing?
Continuing to head to the hotel.
Enjoying a nice evening stroll.
Nice walk.
A warm Egyptian night. Back to the hotel.
They do know they're being... Oh, no, they don't know they're being followed. I just said we're going to look for people, right? Never mind.
That is correct. Okay, you guys make it back to the hotel?
Yep.
Mr. Farnsworth, you're going back to the hotel too?
Yeah, when I'm sure I'm not being followed, I will head back to the hotel.
Okay.
As I get close to the hotel, I will look for people that seem suspicious.
Spot hidden.
All right.
They already know where the hotel is.
I don't see anybody. My eye is starting to puff closed a little bit.
Nope, nobody's suspicious.
Excellent. I will go into the hotel.
So you made it to the hotel, like 10 minutes after the others did.
Okay. I come in with a slight black eye and some bruises around my face.
So as I was saying, Doctor, this is the...
What happened to your face? What happened to your face?
You should see the other guy.
Mr. Farnsworth, are you okay?
I'll be fine. There were two guys following you from the museum, and then I assume they're outside somewhere. I didn't see them, but when I tried to warn you, I got cut off by two other guys that gave chase, and we had a bit of a tussle. One of them asked me, said they want the journal.
Come here, let me look at that.
Good job.
Get some stuff out and try to fix his face up a little bit.
Watch.
99.
Oh, nice!
No. Stay away. I'm fine.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, man. That was the best loop sound ever.
It was looping just as you started to laugh, so it was...
That was pretty awesome.
Over and over.
So apparently this new version. So apparently this new version of Skype that just installed itself this evening is grade A.
An improvement.
So as I was saying, Mr. Farnsworth, you may have a point of damage.
Oh.
As Dr. Skelvig reminds you why she's not a medical doctor.
Yep. No, I'm fine. Really. You still have the flowers.
I do. So you said that. Two were following us. That means they know where we are.
Yes, I think so. I'm sorry I couldn't get back to you in time to get cut you off from the hotel here, but and they're looking for the journal, so I don't know if there's if there's a back door out of the hotel we can leave or how we want to do this, but tell the hotel that there's some ne'er-do-well looking thugs out there that are hanging.
That were
about.
Harassing you from the bazaar?
Yeah.
Maybe they were trying to steal from you or something.
Exactly, and I just that they, maybe they could send their bellboy out to chase them away.
I uncomfortably go get my pistol out of my bag and make sure it's loaded.
There's no need for that, Doc. Don't you worry.
What are you talking about? He was just attacked.
That's what we're here for. You need to look at this and figure this out. And I hand you the rubbing.
I would like to compare that to the one that we already have.
No, I have one question. Who's following this now? Why?
They want the journal.
Someone who knows we have a journal. They could be hirelings of the Germans.
Yep.
So strange.
So, Jim, I fold out the rubbing that we already have and compare it to Peeb's rubbing.
So yes, it's clearly the same thing.
Okay.
The rubbing that Peeb's made is much sharper. Mm-hmm. You know, either because he was using a better grade of charcoal, or just because it's newer. You know, but the images and the shapes on it are much clearer. You can see in the section that talks about Egypt, you know, it does have the swirl symbol.
So in the notes we had from before, it says does not look like hieroglyphics, just weird scratchy language type marks.
Correct.
Okay.
Which I believe Mr. Farnsworth claims he can read somewhat, and
I do.
Calls it Atlantean.
I do understand a little bit of this. Apparently, I had a dream.
Is this one any clearer? Perhaps you can read it more.
Well,
obviously.
Let me put some ice on my face and look at it.
You had a dream, and that allowed you to learn a new language.
Well, not exactly.
I don't understand. Explain.
Well, it's hard to explain, especially since I don't remember. shoot.
Are you sure you haven't been struck on the head?
I was struck on the head twice. I'm quite sure of that.
Can one of you look after him?
Yes.
I got him, Doc. Ferret.
I'll be fine.
Ferret, just come here.
08 out of 10.
Nice. That was on your Atlantean?
Yes.
So you kind of look at it and you look at the rubbing Peeb's did, and compare it to the rubbing in the journal, and you compare that to the translation that Ehrlichman did, and you compare that to the translation, and you know, also to the translation that what's-his-name did?
Mm-hmm.
The other guy, what the hell's the other guy's name? The German.
Oh, yeah.
I lost it now.
Ehrlichman's mentor.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, that guy.
Yep. God. Same translation. Bergdorf,
thank you. Thank you, yes. And you compare that to Bergdorf's translation. You can kind of get the idea that the reason that the distinction, or the reason that Ehrlichman's translation was so different than Bergdorf's,
mm-hmm.
has to do with errors in the in Bergdorf's rubbing.
Oh. Now, so what I think is that Bergdorf had a bad rubbing and therefore made a bad translation. Ehrlichman was able to back figure what the original should have looked like and therefore made a better translation?
That would be one possibility, yes.
Okay. But they could
so
both
what does it say,
up.
Mr. Farnsworth?
Well, I'm not sure, but I feel like I can see that if you look here and here in the journal and this part of the translation here, it looks like they were confused as to what they were reading. You can see that Bergdorf here shows this set of lines and translates it thusly. But in this rubbing that Peeves did, which is very nice, you can see that it's actually not that set of lines. It actually looks more like...
Yes, but what does it say?
I don't know. Foreign language. I've just had 10 minutes with it. Come on.
You can kind of retranslate and read off the passages that you already have.
Sure, right. Yeah, I can read some relics and translations. That's what it says.
Is it me or is Edwin breaking up a lot?
I'm afraid that blow to your head has affected your vocal abilities.
Am I breaking up now?
You were.
Yeah. Oh, now not anymore.
Oh, okay. I don't know what was up there. So I read you a little bit of Ehrlichman's translation.
Okay.
Say, this is what it says.
Well, perhaps this would be of interest to a historical scholar of these things, but I don't know how it helps us right now.
Well, I think given enough time and all of the work that Ehrlichman and Bergdorf did, we might be able to figure out a little bit more of what it should have said, yeah. Or maybe even if we just can get all of this back to HQ, they could...
Well, I wonder if the Major could help us.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We have to go there anyway. Perhaps we could call on him after we speak with his gardener.
Yeah, how should we get out of the hotel without being followed?
Wait, what? A gardener?
Oh, yes. So the gardener said he's going to help us in exchange for some blue lotus flowers, which we have. Don't worry about it.
And a new friend.
Okay.
He has the same spiral tattoo.
Yes.
And I look at the others since Barrett's telling me this. This happened.
Nodding, yes. Although it was quite strange. He said he could help us even though he wasn't really privy to our conversation. So I don't know how that worked out.
He may have been listening. It would not surprise me. A good servant is aware of everything that happens, of course.
Everyone seems to get to know us before we do.
Exactly.
Okay, true. Doc, I was wrong. You can get that gun out again.
I nod. Spin the barrel. Make sure it's loaded.
I don't seem to have a pistol, so I'm glad you do. But apparently I have a good right hook, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, so how do you think we should get out of here?
What floor are we on?
Oh, we were somewhere. No, we didn't know.
I don't know. Third floor?
That's what I was going to say. I must
write down
the answer.
No party luck for our first floor.
No rooms on the first floor.
Let's see. It's
lobby.
Hotel. Yeah.
Probably
it's
no fire
a nice
escape.
View.
Surely we have a porch to look out over the city.
Is there a swimming pool?
It just happens to be right below your room. What are the odds? No, there is no swimming pool. There is a large fountain, though.
Does our room look out over
cut it.
Look out over the front of the back?
Which way would you like it to be?
I don't actually care. I have thoughts for both.
Then it can be either.
All right. Well, we'll give the less escapey one then. I was thinking of going out on the front porch for a smoke, and seeing if I can see people and how they might be hanging out there looking for us. And perhaps someone will join me.
Looking for the people that are following you? That were following you, you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll smoke a cigarette with you.
Okay.
Excellent. We'll have to switch rooms after this because they'll know where we are, but...
You can
Ooh,
both make...
Wow. So I flick the lighter and am blinded.
Got unplugged there for a second.
Okay. Make your spot hidden.
Spot hidden, okay. 45 is a success.
I managed to blind myself with the lighter, and then I dropped my cigarette, my pack of cigarettes over the edge. And
oh, how lucky! So that when the when the sniper shoots us, you'll have leaned over and out of range.
Exactly.
Fortunately, however, Peeps can see two men who are, you know, who are kind of down across the street, kind of halfway in an alleyway, looking up, pointing and sniggering at.
Yeah, they're watching us. They saw what just happened to you. Embarrassing.
Awesome. That's perfect. Okay.
So, what do you say? I mean, I know you don't feel good, but maybe you take the doc's gun and we go take care of these guys?
We could. You know, I bet if we rent, if we got out, so on the front, if we got to the front porch, and then just started sprinting, I bet they would follow us. And if we lead them on a chase for even 5 minutes,
and then shoot them in an alley.
We could do that too, but the others could just leave and head to the major's house. So the two of us could be with them.
What if we called a cab?
We could do that.
Yeah.
And had it wait out there for us.
Much more peaceful solution.
Yeah, call the cab, have it waiting out front. We'll get out, act like we're getting in the cab, and just sprint away. They'll follow us.
We can ignore the cab, and they'll think the cab is for somebody else.
Yeah, and then we can just, they'll follow us.
Yeah, we sprint away, hope they follow us, and then the other two can hop in the cab.
Gentlemen, I'm not sure I can keep up with you, sprinting and all.
No, you get in the cab. With Chance, and then Ferret and I'll take care of these guys.
I see.
So after, yes, you wait inside until the two of us have led the two of them away from here, and then you hop in the cab.
Very well. Let's do it.
Okay.
So ring the bell for, I don't know if there's a phone in the room or if we have to pull on a cord or something like that to get someone to come to the room.
Cord with a bell.
Okay.
It only takes a minute, though, and there's a knock at the door.
All right. Could you get us a cab, please?
Yes, certainly. Where would you like to go?
We'll be going to, and I name a restaurant that we saw earlier.
Okay.
Certainly. When would you like the cab?
In 10 minutes?
10 minutes, no problem. The cab will be waiting for you, ma'am.
Thank you.
So one important question is whether you take the journal with you or hide it somewhere here. I assume you should take it with you, but...
Yes, we don't want them ransacking the room while we're gone. They know we're here. I'm sure they can... bribe someone to get into our room. We probably shouldn't leave anything of value here.
I agree.
When we is there like a Bible? Is there no? I was going to say, is there a Bible in the hotel room? Maybe not in Egypt. So
European hotel.
I don't know, a book that's the size of a journal that we could like carry in our hands.
Ooh,
one of us
I'm
carry.
Sure, I'm sure. Yeah, we could definitely
make it look like a. You know, R-O-1. Whatever, a book.
Yep.
I have my notebook.
If you rip out all of the
yes, of course.
Important stuff. Pages,
and we can, one of us can hold on to the blank notebook as we get out of here and sprint.
Yeah.
If it's important, I will.
I think it will help them help convince them to chase us.
By the ruse?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very well. So I'll pull out anything I've written already in the notebook and give them the rest of it.
Alright. Alright, Peeves, you ready?
Yeah. I guess so.
So are we going to play this? Are we going to walk out the front door and then pretend to see them all of a sudden and then run, or are we just going to head out the front door running?
I say we head out the front door running. I mean, okay. I would take a couple steps and then just run. That'll put us in a good advantage, and it'll definitely catch their eye.
And right. Chance, you and I will wait back in the hallway, just in case they're in the lobby or something.
Okay.
You just wait 5 minutes.
And make sure they follow
come down into the lobby.
Yeah. Watch out the window and make sure they follow us.
You can see them right over there. If they don't follow us, we can make sure they follow us.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make sure that my revolver is loaded.
Mr. Farnsworth, here, take my pistol.
Thank you. I will tuck it in my pocket, ready for a point-blank use if necessary.
Okay.
All right, so Doc and Peebs have all the important stuff. We have pistols and a half-ripped-out journal or notebook.
And our plan is to walk out the front door, walk to the top of the steps, and then just start running in the direction that gives us the most distance from wherever they were hiding.
Okay, so you guys are walking out.
Actually,
and then running.
Well, do we want to run? Well, I'm hoping they're right in the middle, so that we're close enough that they want to follow us. If we're too far away, we don't want that to happen.
Oh, I think they'll follow us. They were pretty desperate.
Okay. Okay. All right. You had the run-in with them. Not me.
I want to get far enough away from here before we have to fight.
Okay. Good plan. So, yeah. We're going to get out and then run.
Okay. You guys run.
Okay. Do they seem to follow us?
So you just like starting to run and watching them while you're running, or?
We'll start running, and then maybe after half a block look back over my shoulder and see if anyone's running after me.
Nope, they're not.
Okay. So
we'll then walk, corner. I was going to say Ferret, let's just walk back past the hotel, and then if they don't come over or move at all, be like, oh man, it's crazy what we found in that journal.
You think?
I mean, come on. That's what you said they were talking about, right?
Yep. All right. Let's do it.
They're watching you.
Okay. So we
nonchalantly talk about the journal loudly.
And just walk by them and keep going.
And they watch you walk by.
Okay.
What the hell?
They might be well paid, well trained. Well, I guess we can go up to them.
Yeah, why not?
Excuse me, sir.
Walk up, they turn around and walk away.
Okay,
well, we follow them.
Turnabout is fair play.
Okay. Well, they start walking through the alleyways, and you guys find them, or follow them. Meanwhile, Dr. Skelvig and Agent Chance.
Yes, we come down the elevator.
Oh, no, that was too easy.
Shall we go to the cab?
Yeah, I think so. I don't see them here anymore. So,
well, then,
I guess we're safe.
I don't know what their followers look like, so...
Well, I pointed them out to you from upstairs through the window. I said they're hiding under that tree or something. But
yeah.
So you knew where they were, but not what they looked like.
So I'll roll as Bohemian Chief. And that's a pass.
Yeah, you don't see him.
Okay, let's get into the cab, Doctor.
Yes.
The sooner the better. Let's get out of here.
Okay. Cabbie, do you speak English?
Yes, you wanted to go to the restaurant. No problem, I take you to the restaurant.
Yes. No, we've changed our minds. And I'll give him, let's see, we are going to the Blythe Manderley, Manders house.
That is wrong. I said take you to a restaurant.
No, we'll pay you double. Don't worry, we're going to the Blythe Manders house.
No, it's okay. I know a restaurant. It's okay, I know where it is. No. I'll take you.
No restaurant, I'm sorry. We're not going to the restaurant. Do you know where the Blythe Manders house is?
He looks very confused.
We have to pick someone up on the way to the restaurant.
Restaurant, yes. I go to a restaurant. I take you to a restaurant. We go to a restaurant,
I look at Chance.
Listen, we're not going to any restaurant. We need to go to this address, and I will write it down on a piece of paper and hand it out to him.
He looks at the piece of paper and looks at you. Restaurant, yes, I know where the restaurant is. Restaurant, good restaurant, yes.
Damn it.
Let's get out of the cab.
Yep.
While it's
we get out.
He's already started driving, so.
Stop the cab!
Now, who's having the more dangerous adventure?
Stop the cab! Luckily, the restaurant that I told him about is only four blocks away.
Yeah, let's see if he's going to take us there, or if he wants to take us somewhere else. This is the thing. We can get off on that restaurant and find another cab.
Yeah, you know, he drives you, you know, whatever it is, four, five, six blocks to the restaurant mentioned and lets you out.
Okay.
Well, we see any other cabs?
Yeah.
You can even walk, I think.
You could do that too.
From here we can walk, I guess.
That's how you got there the first time, so yeah.
Just walking in Cairo at night, I just don't know. Is it safe? I'm saying this to Chance.
You are with me, Doctor.
Nice.
Confidence.
Whoa.
Made his confidence roll.
He doesn't need one. Auto pass on confidence.
All right. Well, I guess we can walk. I wish the other gentlemen were with us.
Okay, so you will start walking towards the majors. We will cut back to Mr. Farnsworth and Peebs.
Slow down, Peebs. Let them get ahead a little bit. See if they go around the corner.
There's lots of corners being gone around.
So at some point, I think we should just stop and run off in the other direction.
No, I think we should just stop if it's an alley that's not populated and turn around and set ourselves and shoot them.
Why? Why do you want to get arrested by the police?
Okay. Whatever, man.
These are just hirelings, right? They're just thugs, like you and me.
Yeah, but they beat you up.
Yeah, I beat him up. I'm sure they're on their way to the majors by now, and we should probably get there as well if we can.
Yeah, you're right, Farnsworth. I guess you're right.
Yeah, for a little jogging?
God damn it.
Gotta
I guess.
Stay in shape, man.
I mean,
gotta stay in shape.
Okay. Alright. Yeah. Let's
all right.
Do it.
Alright, we'll start zigzagging towards the major's house.
Okay. All four of you arrive there just about the same time from opposite directions.
Awesome.
Okay. So you found him?
We got them out of the way. I'm sure they'll be back, but... Oh, come on, Pete. Come on, Pete. Suck it up. Man.
Easy you gotta, for you to say.
You gotta need to quit smoking, Peeps.
I was going
to
say you got to smoke more.
It's going to kill you.
You got to smoke more, man.
Yeah, I know.
Here, let me have a cigarette. I dropped my pack. Oh, that's great. Nothing like some fresh air.
So, Doc, you get to look at this thing at all? I mean, any more? These notes? Journal? Any of that stuff?
Well, just what we saw before. We've sort of been in this dark cab and then walking.
let's see if we can find the gardener. So I guess we'll go up to the gate and give a little knock.
Just as you reach your hand up to knock at the gate opens.
Awesome.
And he stands there. Ah, yes, come in.
Thank you.
Who's opening the door? The
gardener.
Gardener? Okay.
Correct, the gardener.
Okay.
Doctor, you have a present for the man, I believe.
Well, of course. But perhaps, sir, we could know your name.
Ah, yes, come in. My name? Sheikh Janin.
Why is it that you wanted these lotus flowers as I pull them out of my purse?
Well, with these, we will be able to travel the road of truth. Do you have the mark? I would like to see the mark. Do you have it?
I pull out the rubbing and show him the spiral.
He smiles. Ah, yes, excellent. Come, this way. And he starts leading you through the garden
I wanted to keep a little bit of distance in case this is some sort of an ambush, so that we have sort of a tactical distance of the with Peebs and.
Yeah, and I would like to roll also psychology whenever I get a chance.
Go ahead.
I think that's a pass. Check very quickly. It is a pass.
Wow. He seems weird.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem particularly threatening. You can all make listen rolls.
Oh, no.
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 So he leads you, across the garden and into the house. And just...
Yes, I make a...
Listen.
9. It's a hard.
Okay. So, he leads you across the garden and into the house, and then directly out of the house and into the interior courtyard. And, as you were kind of passing through the house, and now that you're in the interior courtyard, Peebs, somebody in the house is snoring very, very loudly.
I think your boss is asleep, yeah?
Ah, yes.
Sir?
Yes, he is. But please, come help me. And he goes over to the well with the big cover on it.
And he's of course he does.
He's leaning down like he wants to move it.
I will help him, and I'll motion for the others, especially for Chance and Skelvig, to stand back. Come on, Peebs, let's do this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So can I just help by giving them bonus die and not actually roll my strength?
you don't even need to roll anything. The three of you are easily able to move it aside. And the old man, is after you move it aside, he kind of walks over and he squats down next to the well, and he looks at the water. I'm sure the power of the sun has entered the Duat. It is waiting for us to free it. But
of course.
The what? The power of the sun has entered the what?
To use in English.
Yeah.
Underworld, the below, the dark.
I see.
It is there waiting for us to free it.
Of course.
The sun is. The power of the sun.
Yes, yes, it is waiting for us.
How do you suppose we go about that there, buddy?
Well, first we must find the doorway to the land of night. And that the doorway is... To find the doorway, we must use the well. And
I whisper in Chance's ear, I don't like this at all.
He kind of gestures with his hand, the well of stars. It will grant you a vision. He reaches inside his robe, and he pulls out a big ostrich feather, and he hands it to Mr. Farnsworth.
I take it.
And he looks at you, and then he makes kind of a swirling motion with his hand, and points at the well.
I will take the feather, and I'll sort of hold it over the water and raise an eyebrow, questioningly. As if I'm about to put the feather into the water.
He nods and makes kind of a, you know, he's got like a pointy finger and he's making a swirl in the air.
Yep, I'll put the feather in the water and swirl it around.
Okay. He smiles. The answer to your questions will appear when the ripples have ceased.
I stare at the water, trying to make sure I don't get pushed in by somebody.
You can see the reflection of the moon in the well, and as you start to swirl the feather in it, you know, you get all the ripples, and the moonlight is broken and a little chaotic. And you can hear the old man is, you know, kind of crouched down next to you there, and he sounds like he's chanting something, but it's not really, he's not really loud enough to hear. It's very soft.
Okay.
And then you're staring at the well, and the broken moonlight on the ripples, and the ripples expand out, and they hit the sides of the well, and they bounce back, and they slowly, slowly start to disappear. And an image appears in the well. You're looking in, and it's not the moon, and it's not your face anymore. Mm. You see something else.
Farnsworth, what do you see?
Just a moment. Where'd it go?
Is
the gardener still chanting?
He stops chanting just as the water in the well starts to stabilize. And this image appears, if I can get it to you at some point. Maybe. Let's try again. There it is. Here it comes!
Oh, it's starting. This is very strange.
You see a massive sandstone facade.
Oh, there we go. Wow.
Supported by six pillars.
Yeah.
Each pillar contains the carved head of a woman with big kind of cow-looking ears.
Ooh.
You can all make archaeology or history or a hard no roll.
I'm going to roll tonight, 98.
Nope.
So let's see. You said archaeology, history, or hard no?
Correct.
None of the above.
Let's see.
Oh, history. I didn't even think about that. History would have been my best shot, but no.
No on the archaeology. No on the history. and a 96 on the no roll.
I make a history.
Why is it that every time Max rolls dice, it sounds like he's hitting something?
Shooting somebody? Yeah.
Hammer. Yes. And there's some violent dice rolling.
No, it's just always a metal clipboard.
Peebs, somehow you recognize the image of the woman's head, the head of the woman as being the Egyptian goddess Hathor. And then
yeah.
the image kind of pans to the side a little bit, and you can see the ruins of what is pretty clearly the ruins of a temple. And as you're watching this, the ground underneath the temple splits open. And you can see there's just an intense bright light. The sun, it's got to be. Nothing else could be that bright. It rises up through the crack in the earth. And it's so bright that it blinds you, and you kind of blink and look away for a second, and as you look back, the surface of the well is, the water is smooth again, and the moon is glinting nicely off the water.
Ah!
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
I think we let the sun out. Did you guys see that?
Saw something.
Yeah, what the hell? That's crazy.
The temple to Hathor?
The old man takes his ostrich feather back from you.
Mm-hmm.
And then moves to put the cover back on the well and kind of gives please help me? Yep.
Okay, we help him.
What can you tell us about this, Sheik? Did you see this also?
And the vision was for you.
Ah, okay. That was amazing. Do I need to make a sand roll on this?
These flowers must be hallucinogenic.
Well, I didn't sniff them or anything. I didn't see them do anything with them.
Near.
Perhaps. Did you saw something, though?
Well, yes.
Did you guys? You guys all saw something?
We saw it, yeah.
Good.
Some temple with carvings of strange-looking women?
Yeah, and then
you said,
I think Hathor?
Who's Hathor?
I remember a painting that had her name in the museum when I was a kid. I don't know anything about her.
Now that he says the name, does that mean anything to us? To any of us? Is it a separate role, or...?
No.
Okay.
Do I need to make a grand roll on this? A little crazy.
Nope.
Okay.
It's a free clue.
It's never free, Randall.
The players are completely stumped. Do this.
You would have been nice if we knew where that place.
Well, I think we can probably find this. I suspect we can do a little discussion with the Peeps. Just how badly did you leave the basement of the museum?
Pretty bad. Made it look like a robbery.
Maybe we better talk to the major about... Maybe he'll know something about this if we can describe it to him. Sheik, do you think the major will be around tomorrow if we come to speak to him?
Oh, certainly. He will be here. He is always here.
Okay.
I don't believe the major can help you, though. In order for you to reclaim the sun, you must make your own journey into the Duat and face the challenges of the gods.
I need to go into the well?
Your own journey into the underworld?
Yes.
Temple... tell us, Sheik, is there a temple of Hathor somewhere near here? Do you know of a temple to Hathor or the ruins?
Yes, there is a temple to Hathor near Cana.
How far is that?
It is just outside Dendera. It is a ways.
I lost both of those names.
Kana and Dendera.
Kana outside Dendera. Okay.
Is there anything... you have the mark. Sheik, you have the mark on you. Tell us more about this mark. Are there others with the mark?
There may be some. There may not be.
Is it a brotherhood that you've been in for a long time?
He just kind of smiles. We are who we are. We are who we have always been. We are who we always shall be.
So you know there are others.
I know myself.
Very well.
Why have you helped us?
I have helped you. Why have I helped you? Why have I helped you? Because I have helped you. Because I am helping you. Because I will help you. As I have always done.
Raised eyebrow.
Thank you. Appreciate your help.
In order to travel into the Duat, you will need the Red Ale of Truth.
And where can we get that?
I can brew this for you if you need.
We will need.
Yes, apparently. Do we need to bring you something else to make the Red Ale?
You have the Blue Lotus with you.
We do.
Yes.
This is what is needed.
Now I understand.
And we take the Red Ale perhaps to Kina. We shall see.
Can you help us brew this tonight? Can you brew it for us tonight?
Yes. If you leave the Blue Lotus with me, it will be ready for you in the morning. You may return then and collect it.
Well, thank you. Right.
So I give him the Blue Lotus, all of it.
He takes it. And
is this enough?
Oh, can you recommend a good, out-of-the-way, discreet hotel?
I do not know of such things, I am sorry.
That's okay. No harm.
Perhaps is there somewhere we could sleep here on the grounds in a...
I was wondering if there was a guest room here, yeah. If the Major would mind if we were guests for tonight.
No, I do not think that would be wise.
Okay. It'd certainly be weird, but it's been a weird evening.
He kind of, you know, he stands and kind of indicates, you know.
Time to go.
Yeah.
Well, we'll leave you to your task. But thank you again.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. The Red Ale will be ready for you in the morning.
I'm going to need some ale long before then.
Gentlemen, do we think that it's safe to go back to our hotel?
No.
No.
But doesn't mean we shouldn't do it. Might be unsafe for somebody else. But I guess if we can see another hotel somewhere, if it's not too late, I wouldn't be against that for tonight. If we get in a hotel, in a taxi,
we can go to a different hotel.
Yeah.
I say we stay in a low-key, off the beaten path motel.
They're not going to put European tourists in a... But we can certainly get a different hotel, I'm sure. Keep our, yeah, and not even check out. We just get in a taxi and say, hotel, please, and they'll take us somewhere.
Probably to the Shepherd's Hotel.
Probably to the Shepherd's Hotel, but we can say, yeah, we can tell them we're not.
It's full. It's full.
It's full. Less expensive. Maybe.
So, yes, let's do this. Let's get out. We look like we're near a main street. There must be cabs. Perhaps we'd like to stay by the central station.
Nice.
Yeah, you can find a taxi.
Okay.
Where to?
A hotel, please. Inexpensive. Safe, tidy, but inexpensive.
Yes, very nice hotel. Come.
Not Shepherd's Hotel. We called and they are already full.
He looks at you for a second. No. Plenty of space. I get you room. Come.
No.
Be another hotel.
This is the third cabbie that we've had problems with.
They all have the same accent.
They're all brothers.
And they all have cousins that own a tea shop.
Exactly.
Yep.
I take you to cousins.
Somebody who has
he will make you tea while I find you a hotel. Yes, come.
Constantly. not the Shepherd's Hotel. Oh.
He looks at you completely bamboozled. But this hotel, it's a good hotel. You English, yes? Best hotel English.
No, I am Norwegian. Is there a nice Norwegian hotel? I must get more Norwegian food. And I start babbling at him in Norwegian.
What is this word, Norwegian?
He just looks completely confused. But eventually, yes. He takes you to a reasonable hotel that is not the Shepherd's Hotel.
Okay.
Yes, this will do. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Tip him good, Doc.
Yeah.
That was very weird. I need a drink.
Agreed. Let's go to... Is this the kind of hotel that would have a bar?
Sure.
Let's go to the bar.
Okay. I need one drink for the bruise on my head. I need one drink for seeing a vision in a well.
This time, gentlemen, I'm going to drink with you. I'm not letting you go to have all the fun yourselves.
Good.
Yeah.
I like you, Doctor.
That will make the evening more fun.
I like you too, Mr. Chance.
I'm glad you're the leader of this small group. I was going to roll a spell hidden, but I didn't pass, so never mind.
Can't find the bar.
See, someone is following us.
Quick, duck over this way while Chance is in the bathroom. He'll never find us.
All right. Well, let's have some drinks and food and get a room.
Guess we'll have to get at least two, maybe three. I don't know how we want to do security.
Gentlemen, I would feel safer if I was not in my own room.
Well, we can do two and say that the three guys are sleeping in one, and then you
say,
just come over.
Let's get three rooms and leave one empty.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll leave yours empty, Dr. Skalvig.
Okay, you can do all that. No worries on that account.
Okay.
Okay.
I drink more than I usually would, which means I'm drinking it all.
Right.
Okay.
There must be some explanation. The flowers, that's all I can think of, is there's some kind of hallucinogenic pollen.
I hate to say this, but I feel like Chance may have been correct that there are some strange things in this world that we can't understand so easily.
Yeah, I agree.
Pollen.
Well, science can explain all of them eventually. We just don't know how to explain them.
So until science can explain it, Doc, it's magic.
Sit and wait, Doctor. You will see, you know, even more strange things if we continue through this, you know, to follow this path. I know you don't believe me, but listen, once we are done with this mission, maybe we can share some stories. I'll tell you all about what I saw and now, you know.
There you go.
Or some drinks back in England during happier days. But yes, I do believe in the visions that we saw, and I do believe in supernatural. I didn't used to be a believer, Doctor, just like you.
I think Chance believes he is supernatural. I think we should get to bed. It's been a long day.
Very well.
Yes.
And where to tomorrow? We're gonna go to the ruins we saw.
Get the red ale.
Pick the red ale up. And then maybe we head out to the ruins, to the Hathor Temple. How far it is.
The old man implied that we had to drink this red ale to get there.
Well, or maybe once we're to get into the Underdark, Underworld. But I don't know if we drink it there or here. Maybe it doesn't matter.
Perhaps we have to find the ruins of this old temple and, yes, as you say, drink the ale there.
Yeah.
Why don't we give it a try? Why don't you drink some tonight?
I don't have it. He hasn't made it yet, and we haven't picked it up until the morning.
Oh.
But I'll happily drink another one of these.
They are good. Yeah.
So, right. Yes, I guess we go to sleep.
Sleep and then wake up and pick up the red ale if we haven't been murdered.
No worries. You sleep, you wake. It is the morning.
Okay. Let's have a brisk walk to the Blythe Mander's house.
Okay.
And we should we talk to the Major as well?
Let's ask at the hotel first. And see where Kana actually is and Dendera, how far they are, how one would get there.
Wish I had fresh clothes. My frock is very wrinkly this morning, having slept in it. I don't know how you gentlemen do it.
Well, we'll take you shopping. That'll be fun. You can buy some nice robes.
Ugh, Peeves' eyes are rolling so hard right now.
So let me ask the desk clerk anything they can tell us about Kana or Dendera.
Ah, Dendera, very nice ruins, very nice ruins. You will need to take a trip down the Nile. Very lovely, very, very romantic.
Sounds marvelous.
How do we arrange such a thing?
Oh, we can arrange it for you.
Okay, how many days does it take?
It is about 600 kilometers. It will take some time.
Holy!
That sounds like...
It is very
How much
romantic.
Is it?
It is very romantic.
I'm sure,
what is
yeah.
It, like a week to get there or something?
No. Just 3 days. Perhaps four, depending on how many times the steamer runs aground on a sandbar.
How many strikes there are.
You say that jokingly, but it's obviously happened enough times.
Oh. Interesting. All right, well, yes, I guess we do need to do some shopping before we go down there. It's up the river, you say?
Yes, yes.
And Kina, what do you know of Kina?
Kina is the, how would you say, the province, the... What I believe
state?
The Americans would call a state, yes. Let's
see.
Okay.
And there are many ruins there of ancient Egyptian...
Oh, yes, yes. It is very beautiful. It's a very romantic trip. Nothing like a nice long trip on the Nile to stimulate the romance among you and... As you can't remember.
One of you.
Which one is it today?
Looks at the three men.
Well, Peebs definitely picks up on that and raises his eyebrows subtly when he looks at him.
Well.
All right, well, let us... Let's go get our breakfast, gentlemen.
You can, yeah, start arranging a trip. Perhaps we leave this afternoon. Is that possible?
Anything is possible. I will see what is available.
Thank you. We'll be back.
We'll have to get our bags from the other hotel.
Yeah, perhaps.
Probably not.
We didn't buy all new. Yeah, we traveled light. We don't have much. We can just buy new.
You need to learn to leave your things behind, Doctor, in this business. Don't get attached to anything other than your life.
I'm sure that's wise counsel.
Other than this, and I hand her pistol back.
Yeah, and that, your best friend.
Well, I think that's a good place to leave it for the evening.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Having planned a nice long romantic journey down the Nile. Not like you guys are in a hurry or anything.
Exactly. That's another four days.
Are we in a hurry? I wonder.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's a faster way to get there, but...
Well, maybe we take a boat.
Airplane.
Well, I think they're proposing a boat, but we could take a plane or a truck. I mean, we could probably acquire a car. And I assume there's a road that parallels the Nile.
Well, you know that there's an airport in town, and you also know that there's a train station in town.
Right.
So you just
yeah.
I will say if we have the money. Let's take a plane.
Yeah.
It's less risky, to go on a boat for 4 days.
Yeah.
We do. He is dead.
I agree.
Yeah.
But it's good to leave false... oh, look at that. Temple of Hathor. It's good to leave false false trails behind whenever possible.
Oh, mm-hmm. Buy tickets for both. And only use one.
For example. Okay, this is just way too cool. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys have a good week.
Okay.
You too, guys.
Okay.
Here's later, guys. You on Sunday.
Yep.
Yep.
Bye.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye.